Your reasons for listening to this show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people.
Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Yep. Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
What up, Frank? All right, guys, greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Jesus Christ. What a horrible way to start a goddamn show. I already got a lot of great people in. Fish on Jay. Yo, cuzzy. Fuzzy, if your will, is checking in. Marking out the fish on Jay. Frank in Tampa. Yo. Nelly Mandingo. Meow. Yeah, Soma Tongue. No. I ate some really, really, really spicy ass food. Vulture, my producer, Lima Nancy. Lima Charlie. Wait, does Lima Nancy mean not good? Cause N is like a no. Come on, Vulture. Don't use these goddamn military. You know, I work with him. And when I give him my team, and that's another thing. You know, I'm in a position now, and I don't think it will ever happen, but I am in a position with Vulture, my producer, Marine. I think he has worked for the CIA. This guy has every password to everything that I have. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, StreamYard, YouTube, Twitch. I'm on my best P's and Q's around him. And I don't think he would ever do anything. Seriously, I don't think, but like he has access to my computer. I do put tape over my webcam at night because, you know, you see this stuff behind me. It's a green screen. This camera points directly to my bed. And there are some nights, maybe before I go to sleep, I want to run one off in the bed. This son of a bitch might have videos of me jacking it. I'm just throwing it out there. Maybe I forgot one day to take the camera down or not put some tape in front of it. Not saying that he gets off on that. I'm just saying, you know, military man that I think has worked in, you know, one of the three-letter bureaus of the United States government, CIA, that you might have some pictures of me. Fozzie, if you will, says, Tuttle OnlyFans. I don't think that I am impressive at all, but if I could make some serious money, I would not. I'm not going to have sex on tape, but I would. I would masturbate. And I'm not saying that I'm going to, but if I was able to make enough money to be able to do something, yeah, bet your ass that I would do it. Straight up, fish on Jay. Tuttle, me self sex tape. Well, I mean, straight up tribute, fish on Jay. It would be a straight up tribute. It would be a tribute OnlyFans account. I could. I mean, I could easily do that. So I got Lauren Petrullo that's going to come on at 7:15. She's going to be appearing at a convention this weekend in Jacksonville. But speaking of Jacksonville, I want to talk about this story. This story is crazy, people. You know, I've never understood people that. Hold on. Nelly Mandingo, was that a rib when Bubba tried to get you to nut in the bathroom on air? Nope. A straight shoot. Straight shoot. And I didn't even get close to finishing. I will tell you why. Because I was on so many psychotropic, mood stabilizing, bipolar medication at the time. It just was not happening. Nelly Mandingo, there is no way that I ever would be able to seal the deal. But that was a straight shoot. It was. Damn. All right, so Fish on Jay, I saw he made a yo, Pat. Well, okay, so Fish on Jay just donated $10 super chat on YouTube, and he said, yo, Pat, got to set that fishing day with Vulture soon. Weather is going to get better. So, Vulture, if you're watching right now, if you would like to go fishing, surf fishing. Fish on Jay, we got to surf fish. We got to. We got to do that. So if we can make that happen, that would be amazing. This is one of the worst stories I've seen in a while. And this is why I don't road rage. I used to be one of those people that would lay on the horn or not give somebody space. I'm definitely not doing it after watching this news story.
Two children are recovering tonight after they were shot during what police describe as a violent road rage incident. This involved two vehicles Saturday in Nassau County. On your side.
So Nassau County is next to Duval up in Jacksonville. And I'll tell you what happened. Two fathers were road raging against each other. One father shot into the other vehicle, striking a four-year-old in the leg. And then the other father were the father of the daughter that was shot in the leg sped up and emptied his magazine into the other dude's car and hit a 14-year-old girl in her back. It went through her lung. And now both of these dudes are up for attempted murder.
Taylor Levesque is live there at that scene. So, Taylor, what can you tell us about the injuries of these children who were shot?
Yeah, 5 and a 14-year-old suffered gunshot wounds. The 14-year-old suffered a gunshot wound to the chest, but is expected to be okay. Both of the vehicles on Saturday...
I'm sorry, if you're on the news, do not wear a top that has frilly things on the shoulders. Just don't do it.
Up here at Keeney Road after the shooting, and both drivers are facing attempted murder charges. Sheriff Bill...
The rest of the country... And on top of that, the rest of the world, I bet the rest of the world thinks that Florida is just the worst people in the world. And Frank and Tampa, both parents suck. Yes. What are you doing as a parent if you got your kids in the car? You don't deserve your kids. If you're taking these type of risk, it's horrible.
Says around 6 p.m. on Saturday, two vehicles, a Nissan Murano driven by 43-year-old Frank Allison of Callahan and Dodge Ram.
Let me go back here. So the Dodge Ram had. I know that's a club cab. They had five people in that Dodge Ram, and they had three in the Nissan Murano. You could easily have fit five people in the Nissan Murano, But the Dodge Ram, five people?
Dodge Ram pickup truck driver driven by 35-year-old William Hale of Douglas.
And look at these two. The humanity of these two fathers.
Georgia, we're both driving northbound on U.S.
Here, if I'm being honest, for the people that don't support abortion, I give you exhibit A, B, and C why abortion should be illegal. Look at the humanity. These two guys, especially the guy on the right, oh my God. These two dudes have no business reproducing.
One coming from the Jacksonville area with multiple passengers. Witnesses describe the incident as a wild game of cat and mouse.
I mean, driving reckless, slamming on brakes. And
oh, listen to this. They are both hauling bun. Can anybody tell me what hauling bun means? I figure that it means hauling ass.
In front of him, I can't get called up. They're both hauling bun.
What is hauling bun? So, buns, I would think, ass. They're both hauling ass. So, bun and ass. I don't know. Fish on J, maybe you know. If you know, call in real quick. I've never heard of hauling bun.
At some point, Allison, the driver of the Murano, began firing shots at Hale in the Dodge Ram, striking a 5-year-old.
Oh man, look at those
girl.
Guns! Man, they were ready. They were lock and loaded. The Jolly Gator, hey buddy, hope all is well. One love. Thank you, the
right
Jolly Gator.
Who's riding in the back seat, and he sped away. That's when Sheriff Leeper said the pickup truck sped up to the Murano and fired more shots back.
He shot everything that was in the magazine, 7 or 8 rounds. At least 3 bullets struck the Nissan. One of the bullets went through the rear of the vehicle and struck a 14-year-old girl in the back.
And it went through her lung, which collapsed. What are we doing, people? Seriously, what are we doing? I've always thought this. So when I'm not a parent, I'm never going to be a parent. But once you have a kid, you have to be smart. You have to become more logical. So what if this guy cut you off? So what if he flipped you the bird, or so what he didn't use his turn signal? It's not worth it. It's not worth it at all. And for you to speed up after he shot into your car, the last thing that you should be worried about is getting retribution against the guy that shot. You shouldn't be that. Hold on, I got Lauren. I think I got Lauren coming in. Hey, Lauren, are you there?
I'm here.
All right. We're not doing video or no? Are you by yourself?
You want to do video in the car?
Well, I mean, I thought you had somebody riding shotgun with you.
Having someone running what?
Riding shotgun with you, like a passenger with you, right?
Oh, no, I'm the passenger. I get driven like a princess.
Okay, so, well, then why? I mean, you could picture yourself on the selfie camera, right? Let's see how it looks. If it's not great, then we will just do audio. Is that okay?
You will judge harshly?
Hold no, on. I'm not going to judge harshly.
I'm going to try and put on headphones.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Let me get rid of this story real quick so we can see it better.
Welcome to the area of Jacksonville, Florida.
Yeah, so you're in Jacksonville right now. You're going up to Jacksonville for a convention. So can you show me who is driving, your friend that is going with you? Is that okay?
Can I show you? Well, whether she says yes or not, that's her.
Oh,
hi, Danica.
Oh my God. Yeah. You, well, I mean, so who? So tell me about your friend that's with you.
Janica is a friend I met through my mom. She was friends with my mom's first, and now I'm stealing her.
Okay, so, all right, so you're going up to Jacksonville. What are you going to Jacksonville for?
WasabiCon. There's this anime and gaming convention.
All right, so my producer, Vulture, that booked you, his daughter is big into anime. Yeah. And he's up in Jacksonville. Like, they live just south of the city. Like,
Well, if you come Sunday, I'll have a ticket for you.
Okay. Yeah, I would like to.
Give Vulture my information and I can give him a ticket.
Okay. I just want to do something. His daughter is crazy about anime and stuff, and I just thought it would be cool because he does a lot for me and my show and my job and everything. So you got a booth up there, correct?
Yeah, I do. And if he comes, I have Demon Slayer stuff that I can give his daughter. If that's an anime show she likes.
All right, awesome. So if people want to find your booth, how can they find you?
Look for the tallest blonde not in cosplay.
Well, I
just
did.
Just shout, Marco, really loud.
I did see a picture of you dressed up as Lilu from The Sixth Sense. The Fifth Element. Sorry. Boof. I was talking about that earlier. The Fifth Element. So I got to tell you, like, that was kind of a revealing costume, Lauren.
I mean, the other version is much worse, but Halloween I'll be Sailor Moon.
Yeah,
so I'll keep the entertaining costumes going.
So I was checking out your Instagram stories, and I saw you opening up something. You were doing an unboxing and stuff, and then as soon as I saw it, because I'm a dumb American, I'm not very cultured and stuff, I was like, Lauren got this thing from the Japan area, and I was like, it had a spoon, and it looked like a thing of powder, and I was like, what is she opening? She get opium sent to her from Japan or something? But then I was like, what is this?
It's matcha powder.
What is
organic
matcha?
Organic ceremonial matcha.
What is matcha?
So the big debate is matcha the same as green tea? So a lot of people know and are familiar with green tea. Matcha is like the creme de la creme. It's the baby leaves that is grown in a very specific environment. Think of it like truffle mushrooms.
So do you got to have a pig or something to go find this matcha if it's like truffles?
Do you have to have a pig? No, we have farmers.
Okay. Well, I'm just asking. I'm, like I said, I'm interviewing you and trying to find out. So
it's the farmers that go and they grow the leaves, but only like so much of the plant can actually be used for matcha. The rest of it is boiled and used for green tea or leftover. So there's commercial, culinary, ceremonial. There's a whole.
So
wheelhouse of this.
How is this supposed to help, though? Why
it's a caffeine alternative, like a coffee alternative, so you won't have a 2 p.m. crash. It's a more natural, energetic infusing drink.
So do you get a buzz off of it? Like if you're a coffee drinker or something, do you get like that coffee, like that first sip of caffeine?
Yeah, absolutely. And it'll last for about 6 hours, whereas sometimes a cup of coffee can last like 2.
All right. So if people want to check you out, once again, where is this whole event happening at?
So it's in Jacksonville Convention Center. Mm-hmm. And what's really cool is, so we were there last year and there were several thousand. There's lots of anime voice actors and quite a few gaming booths going on. Mm-hmm. But this year they've expanded it like 45% larger.
I've been seeing a pattern here, Lauren. What is your fascination with the Asian culture? I mean, dragon boat racing, tea from Japan. You have a internet famous star friend that is like K-pop, BTS type stuff that I did fencing with, and he's got like a million downloads.
Anthony, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I've been talking to Anthony. I've been talking to him. Well, he's not Anthony anymore. You know, he changed his name, right?
Well, his artist name is The Change.
No. Oh, I know something before you do then.
Wait, what? He changed his name? Like, yeah. Legally changed his name?
Well, he changed his like, name. Like, he really did. It's, hold on. It's like Jay Wynn, or it's like something Wynn that he changed his name to.
Because his last name is Wynn.
Okay, so it is, God damn it, why don't I remember this? Holy crap. Now I look like an idiot that I don't know. It's A-Win. A-Win, all one word. A-W-I-N. A-Win?
Yeah, so his name is Anthony Wynn.
Okay,
but
so...
But it's spelled N-G-Y.
I know, but his new stage name is A-Win.
Oh. Whoa. I didn't know that.
He got rid of the other one. Because I talked to him yesterday. He's A-Win now. Because he didn't feel confident enough using his own name, and he switched it to A-Win.
Well, I know that he has such a loyal following. Like, his the folks that, like, reach out to him and follow him on social really have almost like a K-pop level fandom to it. And they call themselves the Changemakers.
Well,
I wonder if they'll create a new
rid of that
fandom.
You got to get rid of that. So, all right, let's talk. Can your friend hear me? Do you have your AirPods in? No, she can't hear. Okay, I got you. All right. So, your friend single? Like, you're going to a convention and stuff. Okay, is she single?
Is Janica single? She is single.
So I know how these conventions can be. I used to go to Dragon Con all the time, okay? And everybody thinks that nerds are not aggressive at all, but they are, because they go to these conventions and they cut loose. They have a bunch of sexual pent-up energy. So, like, do women cut? Because if guys, single guys are staying in a room, you're not single, but... You know, if single guys are staying in a room, so what if she brings a guy to the room and stuff, all right, and then you come back. Like, the whole thing is you put a tie on the doorknob or the do not disturb. Like, is there some type of girl code, like if she brings a guy to the room that you know not to come in?
I think she would just text me.
The women are way smarter. Guys, they wouldn't even think about stuff like that. We've already done the VAD score, Nelly Mandingo. So tell me about your... everybody's wanting to know about your friend, though. Like, everybody wants to know the story about your friend. So she's single, going to an anime convention. Like, what is her plans? Like, what is her goals, her, like, ambitions for this weekend?
What are Janica's ambitions for this weekend? I think she's coming to support me and be ride or die alongside me, so I'm not by myself, and be the bestie so I can steal her from my mom.
You got to give me more than that. You got to give me more than that. More than that.
Well, definitely.
Go ahead.
Getting inspiration for great cosplay costumes.
What, I mean, if she was going to do any cosplay, what would she do?
If you were to do any cosplay, what would she do? I think she'd be like a cute Pikachu.
All right. Last question. I know that we're only going to do about 15 minutes. Have you guys, so you're rooming together, all right? You're rooming together. You guys are going to shower in the morning and stuff. Are you that comfortable with each other that you would be nude in front of each other.
I mean, I'm not comfortable with most people.
See, I used to be that way, but once you get through it, and you've been nude, I've been nude on camera so many times. Not a lot of it is out there, but I've been nude in front of people. But if you guys were showering, like, would you guys be prudes? Or, cause guys, they would just walk out with everything swinging and stuff. But like women, do they do that? Like, I don't know.
I would say no, because our hair, like, it drips.
Whoa, wait.
So guys, like, it's easy. Like, you don't need to, like, keep absorbing all the water.
What hair are we talking about? Hair on the head or, like, other places?
Hair on the head.
Okay. I'm sorry. I mean, people are asking these questions and stuff. All right. I'm going to get out of here, Lauren. I'll give you a call tomorrow. I'm doing some Biketober Fest events on Saturday, but definitely could come Sunday.
Yeah.
All right.
Is Biketober in Tampa?
Yeah. Well, no, it's just Daytona Beach. Yeah.
Well, I hope you get to wear and participate and wear a very tight unitard.
All right, Lauren. Well, I hope you drive safely, and I hope you guys have a great one, okay?
Cheers. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, you know, there was a big delay there. All right, I tried to do what I could do. Lauren is very mysterious. I did that fencing thing with her. I'll get into that, but I do want to talk about this story. I'll get that for you, Fish on Jay. Ooh, Lisa Bell showing up. I really like Lisa Bell. So, Colton's coming over tomorrow. He's going to stay over here in Edgewater. Lauren just said, she's a very innocent friend. All right, cool. Fozzie says Lauren is smoke show. I'll get that for you, Fish on Jay. But Biketoberfest is this weekend. We have Bike Week and then Biketoberfest. Fish on Jay, you travel around Volusia County a lot. Did you run into a lot of bikers today or even Thursday? Because the bikes are out in full force. And Colton's coming over tomorrow. He's riding his bike over from Tampa. He's going to stay here in Edgewater with me tomorrow. I'm going to go out and hang out with them. A lot of the bikers have had a problem. They had to have a lot of cancellations with the hotels and stuff because of the hurricane. Man, Lisa Bell is looking hotter and hotter.
Daytona Beach will be a little louder this weekend with thousands of bikers packing in. Today kicks off the 30th annual Biketoberfest. It comes just 2 weeks after the area was rocked by Ian, and much of that damage is still being cleaned up. News 6's Molly Reed shows us how things look this year.
A little bit of different culture, a little bit of a different idea.
By the way, there was a shooting. There was a shootout on Main Street during Bike Week. Yeah, Fozzie, you're right. Well, that wasn't Biketoberfest. Bike Week at the beginning of the year. Yeah, Colton's bike broke down. And I had to, he had AAA come pick up the bike, take it back to his house. And then I gave him a ride to Volusia County. We did Bike Week, but he didn't have his bike. And I gave him a ride back to Pasco. Yeah. Damn, Fozzie, steel trap mind.
Some bikes.
Main Street in Daytona Beach is once again filled with the sound of music and engines. Thousands of bikers are coming into town this weekend from all over the world.
Look, a lot of people want to complain about the bikers, and it is a little annoying, but me being born and raised in Volusia County, in Florida, I know how important the bikers are. I know how important the bikers are to the financial well-being of this community. The events in Volusia County, I mean, they all start at the beginning of the year. You got the Rolex 24. You got Speed Weeks. Then you got Bike Week. Then you got all the spring break. But all the old people, they ran spring break out. They lost all of that. Then they had BCR. Everybody hated BCR. Black College Reunion. They hated it. I went there 2 years. I got to tell you, I had a blast. I had never, ever had that much ass meat in my face. Just in the street alone, man. If you're a white guy that's not scared or you think you're going to get like beat up if you had a Black College Reunion, no. As a white guy, You are like prime grade A beef. Seriously. I mean, I can't do anything with that much ass. There's certain positions that I can't even attempt. But what I'm trying to say, though, is that you do get a lot of attention. Like, you really, really do. And I had a blast. Everybody was cool as hell with me.
A heavier presence in the concentrated area of the event, which will be the Main Street venue as well as the M&B venue.
Police Chief Jakar Young says thankfully almost all of the debris in the city has been cleaned up from Hurricane Ian.
The hurricane drastically affected a large portion of the city, but as far as the core area for the event, the hurricane did not have any lasting effects as far as where most of the patrons will be.
While Main Street and the major event spaces were spared.
I mean, we always used to. It's not that the bikers don't know how to drive or whatever. It's just there are so many bikers in one little area that the odds of bikers getting hit and killed, I mean, it's just odds. It just comes down to odds. And me and my dad, Biketoberfest and Bike Week, we'd be like, all right, what's the over-under? I mean, we didn't bet. It was just like, all right, what's the over-under? I don't want you to think that me and my dad were betting on people living or dying. No. But we just like, all right, how many people do you think are going to die this week at Bike Week? Or how many people do you think are going to die this weekend at Biketoberfest? It's just going to happen. I mean, Fozzie says it. I mean, Fozzie says that's cost of doing business. Nelly Mandingo says, can bikers split lanes in Florida? No, they cannot. But they still do it. On I-4, oh, man, if there's a traffic jam, they'll split lanes, but they'll usually get on the shoulder. And people get pissed off, man. They do. Yeah, they really, really do. And then some people think just because they're on a bike, and then back to the first story, road raging and stuff, it does. It happens all the time. Fish on J, FJB. So, Fish on J, can they? I don't think bikers can split lanes in Florida. I don't think they can. I'm not saying that I'm absolutely correct.
Many of the hotels where bikers plan to stay were not.
We were worried. Our hotel actually got canceled.
We got some Canucks visiting from Ottawa, Canada. Down in Daytona, you betcha.
And so just a week ago, so we had to rebook and fly one.
We had to rebook.
Volusia's Lodging and Hospitality.
We had to rebook, you know.
The association says most hotels along A1A in Daytona Beach are only able to open 30 to 50% of their rooms. Bernie and his friends from Ottawa, Canada secured some
I'm going to get demonetized because you're playing AC/DC in the background.
Last minute rooms a few miles further north in Ormond Beach. And after the storm, the businesses here are ready for the revenue boost.
Everybody's in a good mood. Everyone's having a good time. There's bikes everywhere. It's loud everywhere.
As for traffic this weekend here in Daytona Beach, Main Street will...
Yo, what up? What up? The Jolly Gator says, I know the northern people are a big percentage of money that comes into Florida, but I can't stand the northern people, especially Canadians, New Yorkers, hell, even western people from California. Fuzzy, the hosers. The hosers. Strange brew.
Will be shut down to just motorcycles, so cars will have to find ways around it. As for other parts of Volusia County, there may...
Man.
May still be debris or flooding in the road, so law enforcement wants motorcyclists to be extra careful when going out for a ride. In Daytona Beach, Volusia County, and Molly Reed getting results.
What up, Molly Reed?
It's News 6.
So, yeah, that's what I'm going to be doing. And I do plan on getting a lot of great video content. I'm going to go out. Oh, Jeff Howe. Jeff Howe is playing in New Smyrna Beach. Plan on going to see Jeff Howe from the Monsters in the morning. He's going to be at Casey's New Smyrna Beach. I mean, Casey's is world famous on Central Avenue in downtown Orlando. Well, I'm going to go check him out. So I'm going to get a lot of content. You know, I know that it was not the greatest content. But that stupid-ass webcam that I put out the back window during Hurricane Ian got me so many hours of viewing. And I'm thinking about setting up a constant webcam out the back of my window, besides when I'm doing my live streaming stuff. I'm going to get a bird feeder. I'm going to get a bird bath and a hummingbird feeder that people can watch. And I only got that idea because cats. I watched this documentary on cats, the mind behind cats. It was on Netflix. Do you realize that people that are suffering from depression, the most thing that they search on YouTube is cat videos? People love cats. And then I dwelled a little bit deeper into it, and people will, while they're gone at work, put a streaming channel of just birds, squirrels, stuff that cats would hunt. On a stream, they feed them out there, and the cats will sit there. Cats will sit. My cat that I, the feral cat that I adopted and brought into my home, she will sit there and watch the TV of just birds eating out of a feeder, birds on in a bird bath. And I'm going to do it. I'm going to see how it goes. Even if people don't even hate it or don't even like it, it'd be kind of cool to look out my back window and be able to see birds and hummingbird, because we do get hummingbirds here. I'm looking for anything and everything. And you know what? I'll do it. I know people might, you know, give me a bunch of shit about it, but I will. I'm going to put it out there. Fish on Jay, I love our biker friends. I hate when they don't respect commercial vehicles. Yeah, they don't. The Jolly Gator, get hummingbird flowers, not a hummingbird feeder, because if you do not put full-blown flower nectar in the hummingbird, you'll kill the hummingbirds with tumors. All right. I'll research. The Jolly Gator, can you email me tuttle@gmail.com? I don't know, with some of the flowers or whatever. Or just send me something where I can do a little bit of research. I mean, I will look it up on my own, but that would really help me out. All right, guys, I know it's a short show, but I'm going to get out of here. Got a lot of stuff going. Make sure you check out the Tuttle Daily Podcast audio version. I got over 750 shows available on demand for free. Go to iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify. Just listen to them. They're good. I think you will love them. I really do. Fozzie, point a camera to the shy and to the sky and capture all the clouds. All the time I look for images in a cloud. Oh, good one, Fozzie. Oh, I might do that. Part-time Pat. I knew Fozzie was going to do that. Here, let's see what this person. I love, you know, bring the heat, Troeth Sincha says, Tuttle, what's next? Are you going to be wearing a pink little dress with shiny little shoes and put bows in your hair as you watch the birds in your bird bath? No. Just being smart. Not going to be watching it. Put it out there for the people that like that type of stuff. I love nature. Who doesn't like a bird bath or a bird feeder, hummingbird feeder? Ooh. I might get a little hate for that. I saw that people set up little squirrel catapults where they'll put food for the squirrels to come up and get. And then when the squirrels get there, it launches them. Would you guys watch that if I put a squirrel catapult with food on it? And when the squirrels came to get it, that it launched them. Not enough that it's going to hurt them, but it launches them a little bit. I mean, they're posted on YouTube. Just search squirrel catapult. They're out there. And these videos have been up there. So would I get in trouble for a live stream of a squirrel catapult with food there? I think that, you know what? Fozzie says, Fozzie, you're the last person that I think would be all bad. What if I keep a pile of leaves in the vicinity of where the squirrels are going to land? I'm sorry. I think that would be a lot. No, but I mean, they're all over YouTube. Just search squirrel catapult. They're up there. Those videos are up there and they haven't gotten kicked off yet. You know what? I'm going to do some research. I'm going to get with my legal team and Vulture and figure that one out. All right, guys, getting out of here. Hopefully you enjoyed tonight's show. Hopefully you guys stay safe and you have a great weekend.